If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Talk to me. There was that one person that changed everything for you. You lent your car to them. Then they brought it back. And the only thing that proved that it was your car was the number plate. You had to double check and make sure, is this the car that I just, because the state that it was in, yeah. In fact, it was that very reason and that very person that made sure that now you've got a very short list of people that you will lend your car out to. And on top of that, you have very specific rules for them in terms of how it must be brought back. So I want to know, who are the people that are on your list that can lend your car, that can use your car, just ever, right? Two, what are the rules for the state and the condition that they must bring it back in? Because if you give me your car on Kora to MD, why can't I bring it back at Kora to MD? I'm just saying. If you give me your car and it was very dirty, you understand? Why can't I bring it back just as dirty? No, I'm not adding to the mess. I'm just not cleaning it either. Because I don't want to offend you. You understand? If I clean it because I'm saying that your car's dirty. You understand what I'm saying? Let's talk about rules of engagement. When you bring the car back, what state and condition do you expect it to be in when you give or lend your car out to somebody? Talk to me, family. I want to know what taught you the lesson. Who was that one person that is now currently banned? How did they bring the car back? Because also, if now your car has one bump, what if I bring it back with an extra one? What's one extra bump? Really? Hey, I just want to know. Talk to me. Pop me a message. Who are the people? In fact, if they don't know, today I think today I think they'll know that, okay, they're on the list of the banned people. In fact, they probably know even now that, that's what I did. Because also, what's one less windscreen wiper? You understand? Really? Who needs to? Talk to me. I want to know. Rules for bringing your car back when you've lent it out to somebody. I want to know. Talk to me.
Two men who taught me a lesson. Yemoto. Mawoleki moto muntu.
Yeah.
Amakamabo. Mokezi Spain. Sibuka Maphiri. Those two men taught me ukuthi mawuthatha imoto yomuntu, you bring it back clean, even though ifumene imdaka, and you bring it back with more petrol than le abakunike yona. That's just courtesy, you know, ukubonisa ukuthi you appreciate ukuthi umuntu okunike imoto yakhe, and I'm grateful to them. Bangifundisile lesson enhle kabi.
So more petrol, okay. All right, okay. Also on top of that, I also want to know, who are the people, number one, that are banned from using your car? And two, who are the people that are allowed to use your car? You've learned from 100 times, okay, this one is trustworthy, this one is not trustworthy. Talk to me.
In a moto, I learned one of my friend, he's a pastor. He lent it to one of our church members, a car. What do you call segment island? They pass a bridge. And we land up as a bridge, we have a breakdown, like I'm a crane to come and buy keep it from there. Luckily, the guy managed to assist to go and get the car, and he took it for fixing. But hey, and then my father just realized that he has to sell the car. But hey, sister, imoto, hey, you can't borrow. Go.
Yes, and also, I mean, these have insurance implications, because if you lend your car out to somebody, insurance isn't going to pay when you find it under a bridge, you understand? They'll be like, well, that's what they say to you on your phone. Talk to me. I want to know all about those rules of engagement that you have developed when it comes to lending out your car. Also, anybody using your car, who's allowed to use it? Who's not allowed to use it? So there's a certain list of people that you have made a decision on, that these people are allowed to use my car. Sometimes it's not just them borrowing it for, you know, a day or two. Sometimes it's just them going to the shop. You know, you're having a braai and then you can't go because you're the braai master. Atati Motiako goes to the store. Who are those people that are allowed to use your car? Okay. And then two, when they bring the car back, what are the rules when it comes to the condition that it must be in? Right? What are the things that they're allowed to do or not allowed to do in your car? And in fact, before they even take the keys, you give them a full rundown. Talk to me. I want to know. Magwara, how are you?
Itumele.
Kutwa Magwara apa kwenzeka? No, but it's your sweet name, Asas. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Wonderful. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Yo, sis, Amy. I had a friend who is a pastor, né?
Uh-huh.
And then he had issues with my motor.
Uh-huh.
And then the challenge was that in the morning he needs to take Kabandwana, crash, and go to work and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a bit of an agreement in terms of who's selling Sikara just for this.
Yeah.
And then I think a month or two he was using the car.
Mm-hmm.
And after one new motor, I got a Shulomun to go to. He's been using the car for transport that is into the song, so the music equipment and all the motor. He had a purchase a mover. There was the bump in the front bumper. The mess. And he didn't even say anything. But I had an accident, car has a full to angel it. Okay, he agreed to fix the car. Then he said, no, I'll come back and we'll talk and sit down and all that. This would be Manchaka, traffic tickets of amount to about 4,000.
No.
4,000. And then Manchaka, even you went to even our Pulukwan and your motor, you could say to me that you use the car for that. So I no longer go anybody anything. And it was a huge fight with me and my wife.
So has he paid back anything? Has he fixed anything?
Nothing. I haven't seen him.
Itumeleng, the moral of the story here is what?
Never borrow anybody your car.
I thought you were going to say never borrow a pastor your car, but okay, that too. Siyabonga, Itumeleng. Siyabonga, Budwam. Let's go to Edenville. Is it Makhwara?
Hi, Andy. It's Makhwara, yes.
Makhwara, okay. I'm butchering names today. It's my eyesight. I'm going to blame it on my eyesight. Talk to me. What do they do to your car?
Hey, Andy. So here I am being a nice person. Somebody asking for my car. They want to go to a funeral. Yari, yari.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm a nice person. I give them my car. Andy, that was the last time I saw my car.
No.
At least 4 hours. The next thing I get a call, my car has been written off.
Hi.
Yes.
Who's the call from?
Glenna, don't ask too many questions. You can't hear no lies.
Okay, so who was the person? What was the relationship between you and this person?
Somebody that I knew then.
They're not family, but a friend.
It was a friend, yeah.
Okay, you haven't seen the car. Have you seen the friend?
Obviously not. If you can come back with my car written off, you think I'm going to talk to you? Oh, my car was like a postal write off. And that was it.
Did they apologize at least?
Yeah, it was, sorry, accident happened.
Ima, your line is cutting. Oh, Ngosiam, Ngosiam. Okay, so what's the moral of the story here? Because what was the implications? What did your insurance say? Did you get a new car? What was the result of this?
Well, lucky for me, the insurance paid off.
Okay, good.
So I was covered, comprehensive cover.
Yeah.
So that was good, but the moral of the story is if you don't have a car, don't ask and also don't borrow. Because, you know, guys, anything can happen on the road.
Oh,
I was gonna just say sorry to you, and then a whole total write off, bruh.
Also, is a sorry going to drive me during transport month?
Exactly my point. It's like sorry gonna do I just, you see what I mean? So lesson learned. You treat your car like your man. thou shalt not borrow.
Handuk Villa, treat your car like your man. Don't borrow.
Good day, Andy.
Hello,
so,
babe.
I'd obviously lend my car to people whom I'm confident they'll handle it with care. You know, I so agree with what Uncle T mentioned earlier that he expects his car to be returned in a good condition and with a full tank. You know, I think it shows etiquette, manners, you know, that you respect others. So, obviously, I expect you to bring back my car in a good condition. That's just my take on it.
All right, I want to hear your take as well. Who are the people allowed to use your car? What are the rules for when they use the car and when they bring it back? What conditions must it be in? Talk to me. Who will borrow me their car? Once I can see or once I have my driver's license.
I don't mind.
It's me. You know where to find me.
You can take it.
Okay.
That specific one. Yeah.
Why?
I don't mind.
You plan on selling it, right?
But you want it the most. Okay. But it scratches and dents and stuff. You can take it.
So if I bring back...
On condition.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are your conditions?
It must come back washed. It must come back full
washed.
Tank. The usual conditions with everybody.
But what if you didn't wash it?
Tank. But... I'm borrowing you. Never mind if I washed it or not.
It's
my property, so it must come back clean. I don't know where you're traveling to.
Okay.
It must come back clean and full tank. That's nice. Yeah.
Even if you were quarter to empty.
Yeah, it's great to see. Yeah. The unwritten rules of borrowing cars.
Can I eat a car in your car? Can I eat a pie in your car?
Yeah, but
even if I clean it up,
it's fine. Yeah, because you're gonna return it clean anyway.
Okay,
right?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. That's fine. All right. Can I give it to somebody else?
Maybe? No.
Anya booza galo what if I don't feel like driving that day. Anya booza.
Hi bo.
Tell our logo you see once. It's fine.
No.
It's been the most.
No, you are the driver alone.
Okay. All right. Balin.
Ruth. Yeah, I'm also not very, very fussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even go to the extent, Yara JJ, to say it must come back with a full tank.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring my car back the way that you found it.
Okay.
You know, so if my tank was half,
bring
don't
it back
come
half.
In and be giving me problems, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be appreciative if you bring it back with a full tank, of course. You know, I'll be like, aw, you know, ungabangele. But if you can at least bring it back the way that, the same way that it was.
Mm.
If you can go and wash the car, that would also be awesome.
Okay.
But don't bring it back to me, say, dirtier than what it was.
Then
because now I'm now stuck with this problem. It's no. And don't speed. My car is not used to that stuff. Like, I'm such a slow driver that don't traumatize my car.
Mm.
And then now it's starting to act up when I take it.
And tickets are in your name.
Yeah, and then there's tickets. And don't speed, man. Just and don't start road rage. Because the next thing someone is writing down the license plate.
Hey,
and then me nothing a hamba straten ati ya beat ever. And I'm like, huh? What are you talking about?
Who?
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there people who are banned from using your car? They may not know it, but in your mind you said never again, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one person.
Friend, family?
Family.
Okay.
My brother.
Why?
Hi, my brother. Who answer all these things? Road rage, speeding. You know, like when I have to borrow him the car, I have to be like, oh, there's absolutely nobody else. So can I ask him to?
You know, it's like my daughter's cousin, right? Because he's such a youngster. So my car has like sound, like really, you can put it in the park and play.
Oh, come
sound.
On.
But I have it for if I'm chilling with friends somewhere where there isn't sound.
Okay.
Yes,
so with him,
yes.
It's everywhere. When I go around, people are hooting and saying hi to me. Angbaz. Because it's always like that. Stop.
Yes,
sir.
Gong, gong.
Even people, last time some girl came and was like, I saw.
What do you mean?
He does that nonsense. No, man.
Okay, you learned the rules. So I'll be using JJ's car in Bali. So no?
Yeah, she doesn't mind.
My eyesight will be better, does
she? She needs to have her license for at least a year.
Condition. Okay, fine. In 2024, I'll be able to use Bali's car. Talk to me. When you lend out your car to somebody, right? Maybe it's just down the road. What are the rules of engagement when it comes to you and your car? What condition must they bring it back in? Also, who's the one person that's banned? What do they do to your car? Can you find your car? Are you still looking for the car? Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I know it hurts. Talk to me. Let us learn something from this. You know the number, 063-688-0959. As well, but doesn't really matter. Your car matters to you, right? Yeah. Which is why you don't just lend it out to anybody. You've got a very short list. It was long. And then you learned the hard way that, okay, all right. So somebody can just, you know, make my car dirty and bring it back with the crumbs. And I must now deal with it. Hmm. Okay. They will bring it back with a dent. Love it. Love it. Thank you, friend. Ngiyabonga. Hmm. You learned the hard way. What did you learn when it comes to lending out your car to somebody? Hmm. What are the rules that you've now developed because of such learnings? Hmm? You've developed rules for, number one, things that people can or cannot do in your car when they are using it, and two, for how they should bring it back. What condition should it be in for you? So not even your partner? Because, you know, sometimes it's like, hey, babes. Also, the again.
Quick story. Mm. Two cars written off within the space of 7 months. So, yeah, I do not borrow anybody my car. I do not lend anybody my car. The only person that's allowed to drive my car right now is my son. And obviously, he's going to take good care of it because he has to wash it. So, I don't expect him to bring it back with a full tank because that money is going to have to come from me anyway. But, yeah, No, I don't do that anymore. I learned my lesson the hard way. The hard way.
Mm, Tanya, you also learned your lesson the hard way. Agree?
Yo. What
happened?
For the people that you see. Yo. Okay, it happened that I was driving the other car, mm-hmm. and then I got a new car, mm-hmm. which was March, I think, 2020. So when I bought the new car, I said, you know what? Because someone told me I got a motor, one problem is a motor. With this footy heart, the tight stand. So when this is car, for time being, sorting out your car issues, mm. and then not that also make a motor lay.
Mm.
And within 2 to 3 months, my car got accident.
No.
Turned off. Like, I was like turned and like, yay.
In a pandemic,
yo, why is Anazi and during the day when the accident during the day and we didn't off and then we cut the story short. Every time when you have a problem with them, it's all because it's your car.
Aibo.
Because this is because of your car. And then I've learned that, you know what, my car is for me and my kids. That's it. If I don't have car, I'll Uber and go wherever that wherever that we go. And then I put in my own full tank. It's my own full tank. It's a link job.
Himaga Tanya, are you still with
me? But the sad part of the true story is we are not.
Okay, good. It's fine. You can't write off my car. You must write off everything. I get
it.
Because also my problem is my problem is the fact that you can't now crash a car when there's 4 cars on the road. Civil lockdown. There was a total of 4 cars on the road. When are you going to a crash? Ah, yeah, it was.
Thank you. And my gulumot, like, what happened? When I'm at, yeah, everything, when you clean it, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I get it.
For logo.
Right off.
I'm going to do it.
Alright, let's go to Winchester Hill. Sehadi, how are you?
Hi, Andy. I'm fine, thanks, and you?
Wonderful. Talk to me. When are you lent out your car?
I borrowed my brother-in-law. Like, we had a come together, a family gathering. Okay. And then they had to go and sleep somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no. And then he came to me, hey, sister, please borrow me your card. Mm. We'll get it tomorrow. Mm. When it came with a dent. You know that dent that there was no way I could have given him like that.
Exactly.
To this day, he even passed on. He said he got it. It was at night and then I had to do anything. And it means I gave it to him like ever since I can't borrow a car. That is why Uber and taxis are there. If I don't have a car, I go to the taxi.
I will Uber you, so don't worry.
Exactly. And the other one, I bought it, she was moving, it was a van, mm. She was moving houses, and then I bought a car. No, it was so young, yeah, I am seeing them, and I just see, really now. You couldn't even put at least until where I gave you my,
exactly.
You know, ever since then I'm like, if I don't have, I don't have. If you don't have, you are my family, There are taxes and other things, no ways. No, not with my car.
Mm. Yes, you know what you need to learn in your vocabulary, Sakhadi? When somebody asks, you must learn these few words. Okay, because they must now ask themselves, what am I going to do? They must come up with solutions themselves. I hear your problem. I'm not the solution. So what are you going to do?
I'll do that.
Learn. Let's all learn. Talk to me. Who's allowed, who's not allowed to use your car? For what reasons too? And on top of that, what rules have you set for your car, especially when they bring it back? I want to know.
Simple rule. Mokolegi moto yame, eko tisa hishabo. Wera uza zi petrolo or in, sika tisa kolega sena lady tent. And a simple thing. There are people that say bangi bakari makulizaka. I know. Or oh, why ke mofa? Why ulegi sa mofa? You know your second how your friends is wrong. Simple. Or ke manga tisa bang hunka kulia hao in aize. You won't just give anyone your car because otherwise ube tola tuli 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 tuli.
In other words, friends, if I've never borrowed you my car and if I've said no, given you excuse, you're banned.
Yo, Andy, listening to today's stories about borrowing and then Dilodia crasher and then Dilodia bar written off, I don't think that I will ever borrow anyone's car. Seriously, now that I'm getting my learners and my driver's license and I'll be buying a car, anything can happen anytime, and especially when you least expect it. So borrowing a car is just a big no-no for me. I think the only person I can borrow my car to is my brother. And the rest, I don't know.
By the way, this is actually Uwini. You remember last week, Uwini called in saying that, you know, she hasn't gotten her license and, you know, she's 30 plus and, you know, she thinks it's too late. And we said, listen, we're taking on the project and we're going to get this together. So, you know, I sent her some funds to get her K53 book, to book the learners, and of course, to make sure that we're in the system. So, Winnie, I'm going to call you in a few days. I want an update as to when your date is. I may even test you a bit because remember what they put me through before my learners? Yeah. So, we'll give an update as to how far you are in that process, because why? We, as the Feel Good family, we are invested in you getting your...
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.